Hey everyone, welcome back to Black Hollywood Lives Reality.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check.
Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check.
Since you gotta let the song play.
You know what? Shout out to Wendy Williams for getting back up and doing her job, because you know sometimes it's hard. We be passing out, honey.
It's hot in here.
We ain't got no water. I don't know what her problem was, but honey, obviously, shy.
I was not expecting that.
And guess what? We got Corinne back in studio with us.
I was not expecting that. I was not ready, Ashley. Y'all did not set me up for that joke, honey. I was like, oh my God, what's going on over here? Jesus, bless her.
I was gonna say it was too soon, but the way these memes been shitting out this week.
Okay, so basically she came out to say that.
I can't take it.
She was overheated. So bitch, the Statue of Liberty fell.
Which one? Okay.
London Bridge came tumbling.
That statue of that liberty was said. Oh, Lord, give us free, honey. Because obviously the wig was too tight. Or the
not
costume.
The wig. I don't believe any
I feel
of
like
it.
She had a stroke. Yeah. Because her words were slurred.
Yeah, she was like, our next crest.
Yeah.
I think it was a publicity stunt.
For what?
Because I think that I'm not too sure. I should have researched it before, even though I'm trained to notice these
well,
things.
Well, welcome to the show that I don't think, research.
Yeah, hello.
These we don't do
exactly.
Research.
listen, I thought that when you have a joke, when you have a stroke, it kind of starts with one side of your body. So the fact that she like kind of lifted her arms.
Maybe that was the side that wasn't. She was just trying to feel herself.
But I think that she was trying to make sure her wig didn't fall off as she went down in this publicity stunt.
But there
honestly.
Are other ways for the stroke to occur. Slurred speech is one.
Yeah.
They said you go blind a little.
She's,
too.
Them eyes was wide open.
I mean, look, do y'all see, what was the one, Hollywood Divas, or what's the show with Vanessa Williams?
Honey, who was Vanessa Williams?
Who is Vanessa Williams?
On VH1.
Sleigh Ride, Sleigh Bells,
they
never
seen
that. Yeah. Jingle.
That she show always, is getting canceled. I watched it.
I mean, I tried to. But
what
the thing
show
is,
was it?
Where they like pretended to be The View.
Daytime Divas is what it was
Goodbye.
Called. Goodbye. On VH1.
It's now nighttime.
Good night.
Lights out for that show.
Good night. But so, what's just it right. called? On that show, remember she went and got plastic surgery?
True that.
And then they had to say it was this whole other
True
thing?
True that.
That's what I was feeling like with Wendy. Because I'm like, you just passed out and you got hot from all this, and then you went back on stage in the same outfit. If you fucking passed out live on camera,
wig,
you ain't like
hippies.
Take me the fuck out of this.
Let
I'm gonna go
put
out there in my bra,
on. Can
my
I go
panties.
Out titty lift? Can I mean, what, baby girl? I just don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
This is ridiculous. I think that
she either saw a ghost, like legit, like they were like, "Girl, are you okay?" She was like, "I saw a spirit." Like, and like,
I
okay,
see what?
Well, we can't.
Ashley is so damn ignorant.
Too many white people in the audience.
There was too many white folk in the audience.
Or actually, that wouldn't bother her. It'd probably be too many black people, and then that would really throw
her. I think she just was really hungry because she has lost a whole lot of weight.
Her waist is snatched.
She misses a lot of meals.
Is that the word we want to use?
She's bobbleheadish.
Is the word snatched what we want to use for Wendy Williams?
I'm not saying snatched.
Like, do you remember those aliens from Men in Black?
She got snatched up. She looks like an alien now.
Ooh, I don't think she looks like an alien.
A lamp.
I just think she needs to eat like some collard greens, some mac and cheese.
Looks like
some red beans and rice
from the Brave Little Toaster.
She says she's shaped like a T.
I mean, listen.
She just got boobs and no butt.
Yeah.
And she says she will not get a fake ass.
Well,
yeah, as you shouldn't.
Is her
Are
boobs
her tits real?
No.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
Why would she do that? Can't she take get the mo
she
taken
was on
out?
Cocaine back in the day.
Like,
shut your mouth.
Yeah, she's
Come on.
There's a book about it and everything. She talks freely about her drug addiction. Her coked out
she
life.
She was on drugs, then when she went down.
No, she was
she
not.
She was, that's
it. Was
it.
A relapse.
She was no, on, she had
she's
a
been
relapse.
Sober for years.
Up until 2017, November 1st.
I hate pain again. Just go to sleep. Shit. Go to sleep.
Oh, my God. Wait, so Wendy tweeted out about some drama about the Jackson family, and Lil Paris going to get on her Twitter talking about, what is your obsession? It's unhealthy. Yeah. And,
honey,
you know, it's toxic.
And,
oh, bitch, get one.
Paris, that
Paris, okay. Get one.
She doesn't need a job.
She is on
She's
Star.
An heir.
Okay, girl, well, heir
to what? Jackson
oh, no.
Yeah,
wait one second. An heir to what? Because the Jackson estate, how many coins do we have left? You know, we got blanket to feed. We got cushion. We got air softener.
Cushion.
We got all of these people that we need to feed.
Shut
we
up.
Got chair, couch,
a
tree.
Upholstery cleaner. We got Resolve.
The animals with the monkey's name.
All of the monkey. Is he still? Shout
no,
out to Bubbles.
Bubbles is R.I.P.
R.I.P. That was a serious question.
Listen, I was saying that Paris is actually on Star, and she does
you.
A really good job.
Ooh, Paris Jackson?
Doing
yeah,
what?
She's like a PR person. She plays a PR person on Star.
What's the show? It's called
Star.
You
yeah,
don't want Star?
On Fox.
Oh, child, watch
Get
it
Get your
once.
Life with
really?
Queen.
It's Lee Daniel,
and
not,
it's
Tyler
not Tyler
Perry.
Perry.
All black people don't look
you
like Jesse.
It.
Well.
Jesse. I watched one episode.
It's
Do you
good.
Watch Empire at
and
all?
And I fell asleep.
Empire at all?
I'm not on. No, I have not been on Empire for two seasons now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fell off.
I like Star, though.
Yeah.
I can
like
do
Star too.
Over it. Now, this one season, I fell off because.
I like it. It's good so far. So, yeah, that's what she does. But what did Paris say? Well, actually, what did Wendy say about the Jackson family? What's going on
no,
with Mama?
I wasn't
going
to move on from that because I don't really care. I just thought it was like, girl, why Paris stop?
She,
what
well,
I was going to say.
I want to mention that the Wendy reported about Mama Jackson saying that she no longer wants custody of the 16-year-old. I think it's Blanket. Because, honey, that comforter is off the hook.
I
supposedly.
Can't.
Allegedly.
But I mean, if your name That's was Blanket, tea. You're Michael Jackson's long lost child. You ain't never really seen your father other than the picture of him hanging you off of a fucking balcony like the Lion King.
In a blanket.
You might have some fucking, you might have Britney Spears syndrome. Like,
let's
just
face
saying.
It. The family is not ever going to be what society deems as normal.
Ain't no
yeah,
one normal in this
not.
Fucking world. Okay, so parents
That's
get
true.
The fuck off Twitter and oh. be happy that Wendy talking
Wendy
about you.
Leave Wendy alone, child. She's doing her day
Did
job.
Did you see and Wendy when Sheree Whitfield went over there?
When Sheree was on there? Mm-hmm. Did.
Well, so she tried Let's to throw see. A little she tried to throw a little shade, but Wendy gave her props about Chateau Sheree.
Does she deserve those props? Or
I think so. I mean, girl, this woman has spent literally 7 years building.
I'm going to say 10.
Seven
no,
years, 1,000 lawsuits,
yeah,
10,000
exactly.
Tax liens, Kenya Moore dragging her all last season.
And then
and,
Sheree tried to drag Kenya by being like, yeah. You know, I haven't seen any marriage papers. Why would Kenya bring out her marriage papers for you, Sheree? Like,
yeah. Well, she said that she did see him
house.
In person.
You can barely
so,
show your
and
house.
She said, and she said that Kenya was actually is actually in better spirits, which makes me think
well,
Kenya getting some good dick. And
get,
finally got her man.
Let's Damn. Speaking of men, how did freaking Stank Breath Phaedra snag Shamar Moore?
Well, girl,
Wait,
let's
what?
Curve that.
Wait a minute.
Because
That's
Shamar
not real.
Moore
yes,
just
it is.
Said that he did not claim her because they just did an interview. They
the
asked him about it.
Say a lot.
Well, yeah, but remember last year when
hey,
they were
Siri.
On Watch What Happens Live?
Uh-huh. Is Phaedra and Shamar Moore dating?
Wait till you see these pictures. It, literally, I don't care if you claim her or not. You hugged up, booed up. Her breath is all on your neck, brother.
But check it out. Mm-hmm. Last year when they were on Watch What Happens Live, they were really like too nasty with each other. He was all looking on her neck and then they kissed.
Gross.
You can Google it and see.
Shamar Moore.
Yeah, this
yeah.
was last year. So now, speeding up the story, he just did. He was on Entertainment Tonight,
mm-hmm.
and they
really,
asked
for what?
Him they his new show. So
what
they asked
show?
Him about. I hate Ashley Gray.
What?
I hate her. But they asked
but
him.
But it's his new show that looked like all his old
her.
Shows.
Yeah. So he didn't claim her. He said when he has a boo, the world will know. So he just curved Lady Feifei. So maybe they just bad buddies.
And wait, you know who I think is in the show or was in an episode of the show?
Who?
What's homeboy
it's
that does
me.
The voiceovers?
They
here?
Didn't pick me up.
Scipio. Scipio? Sip Sip was on there?
I think he was.
Honey, remember when Sip Sip was trying to get at
okay.
your grand? He got so mad at me because I was cock
He hated all of you guys.
This picture actually resembles what I think their relationship
Let
is.
Let me see it.
Phaedra being like, you kind of
exactly.
look like Apollo.
And then there's
like,
another picture of her Gross. Tooted over, and he has
yeah.
on the back.
Well, I guess that they're just oh. bed buddies, as you have
I mean,
mentioned.
Yeah, get your freak on. That's what Missy Elliott said. Get your freak out.
I mean, I'm just saying that Phaedra can bag. Wait, is Shamar bisexual?
Sure. Why not?
Hey, when in Atlanta.
But he lives in LA. Mm-hmm.
Even
but
worse.
Travels frequently.
I bet I see him at the Abbey every weekend.
I hate y'all. They have really great fries at the Abbey.
Oh my gosh, their freaking espresso martini.
Oh my gosh,
is to die for.
Can I talk about their calamari, please, and how yum scrumptious it is?
Can we talk about their prices though?
I would be right across the street at Bossa Nova.
Can I get one drink and a cup of water, please? Lemon, please. Because she's gonna make her lemonade.
And two packs of sugar. Not Splenda.
No, can I get agave? Is that an extra charge? Okay, keep it.
This bitch brings it from Trader Joe's.
Pulls out my honey, because I don't have time for this.
It's from Starbucks, the little pack prepackaged.
Listen, I have a $30 cap at the Abbey. And honey, that ain't getting you much.
Sure,
it's
going to
get you a drink and some air.
And some fries.
Not even a fry.
Uh-huh, the fries are a decent price.
Yeah. I'm going to keep that in mind.
I hate
Speaking
Ashley.
Of fried, I died on this week when Ellen had Kris Jenner on.
I did not see.
Me either.
And she had her go to the 99-cent store. And she was all up in her ear, and she made Kris Jenner look like she was a crazy.
Well, that's not
all. Well, you want to know, I did see an actual, 5-second clip of that, and I found it interesting that no one around her cared
who she was.
No, that freaking...
Because these are working people who trying to make ends meet.
At the 99 cent store.
Because
I'm there at the 99 cent store. You can find me in aisle 10, you can find me in aisle 1, you can find me at the Dollar Tree. Hello!
You can find me in all the aisles. I do 99 cent, because you get some produce there.
You get everything.
Hello? Sometimes.
No, but sometimes they also have a really good stuff that they get,
from Ralph's. But I only go to the 99 cent store next to a Ralph's.
Yes, honey. Really? Name
if you
brand.
Go on Tuesday.
She said
hello.
It. Oh, on Tuesday.
You got that Crest White?
Oh, see, I'm talking about.
Sure did.
I'm talking about that spinach and arugula. I always go to the 99 cent store to get
packaged.
My spinach. It's packaged.
I don't do meat. I don't do
and
the
it's
meat.
And its name to the brand. Check the expiration date because they be playing games.
Girl,
excuse me.
You be thinking you're gonna get holiday Oreos from Christmas because it's coming
last
up,
year.
Bitch. It's last Christmas.
Yeah, you got 2 days.
Yo, it's hiding this in here for how long?
2 days to eat them mofos. Okay, but shout out to the 99 cent store. Everything right now, all the Halloween merchandise is 25 cents.
Girl.
Honey, I just got me a hat that I'm gonna wear.
I hate Ashley.
Honey, it's cute.
A Halloween hat.
Halloween?
No, it's not a Halloween. Well, you're not gonna know it's a Halloween hat, honey. Check my Instagram, Ashley Gray TV.
Girl was only a quarter.
Two dimes and a nickel. I said, hold on, let me get my change, okay? Because you ain't getting no solid quarter because I need that for laundry, okay?
I know that's right, girl.
I said, let me give you these two dimes and this nickel.
Real with a solid quarter.
Yes.
And then let me tell you, I went to Ralph's to get my brother quarters. These motherfuckers, I cracked it open, putting it in at the laundromat. And they gave me a deformed quarter. I said, oh, hell no, Ralph's. And you know, I went back to customer service. Hi, I just purchased this roll. I need a new quarter. The lady said, a new quarter. I said, yes, Marie, a new quarter.
I wouldn't blame you because I go to Bank of America. I'll skip the entire fucking line and walk up to the front glass window like, I got $10. Can I? I'll go and cut in front of somebody like, can I get a roll of quarters? Right. That one be looking like, I'm waiting in a long
All
ass
line. All I need
line.
Is this really quickly.
Yeah. Can we create a machine that does that for you?
Right.
Speaking
they
of
do.
Machines.
It's called
where?
Quinster.
No,
no,
bitch.
No, you have to pour
you gotta put
all
your coins
stuff
in and they
there.
Give you a ticket. I'm talking about, I want to go where I put $10 in, they give you a roll.
And it's because it's so I'm hot in here. Jesse. Shout out to, can we get in the booth? Can we get some
we
air?
We don't need to turn into Wendy right now.
Jesus, Lord, it's a sauna. I'm going to go to the gym after this.
Did y'all see Kim Kardashian on Jimmy Kimmel?
Dear.
We saw
with Jennifer Lawrence.
She must be getting some work done. She's blonde.
Yes. Yep. Shout out to Carlos
I
King.
I know that trick, Kev.
A little facelift tuck right there.
I just thought it was so forced. Yeah. And I was like, oh, gosh.
Especially how
so
she
boring.
Wouldn't give us a real answer about China. Black
right,
China.
Like, just
it's
say
like,
she's a fucking bitch.
I don't want to say anything
she
because
like,
I know that
Dream's gonna see
Dream...
Her.
Is
no,
gonna see
I don't
want to
disrespect my niece's mother.
But you disrespect yourself with that sex tape.
Oh.
But you know what? We live and we learn and we grow from that. So.
Some of us.
Somebody, I mean, Okay. Somebody stop. But anyway, is that all we're going to talk about with the Kardashians?
Yeah, I'm done with them. Yeah. But what I do want to talk about, some juiciness, is Dr. Phil.
Give it to us.
I love me a Dr. Phil tea.
What and, is? And so Monice from Love & Hip Hop
is going to be on Dr. Phil. Oh, I saw the trailer for that. Yeah.
So the funniest part about it is, so my homegirl hits me up and she sends me a Snapchat.
Hey, Snaps.
And it is of this naked man walking across the street.
Is it Monice's brother?
Yep. And all of a sudden, it gets put on, like, all the blogs.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was from my friend's phone. So she was like, I was like, who the fuck
is this? Who sold it? Your friend, Messy Boots. How much did your friend get?
Okay,
honey, don't send it to me, because I'm selling it to TMZ immediately.
It was my friend's friend, who was in the car with my friend. And my friend was like, I'm not going to give it to nobody. And the other friend was like, well, I will.
Did she get paid?
I don't know.
And how much?
Honey, my rent for the next 3 months would have been paid. And it's supposed to be the holidays.
Off of Monice's brother? Like,
true.
Nobody knows him, though.
Nobody knows him, but I would have held it and held it until after the interview. And then literally the day before the interview, sold it to TMZ like, hey, this person's going to be on Dr. Phil.
But see, honestly,
so what's he going on there for? Because I didn't understand it.
Mental illness.
Yeah, because he said that he wrote Beyonce's entire album in a day.
24 hours.
Wrote and produced Beyonce's.
And Monice gets up and walks off.
But you know what? She has problems too.
I know. And that's when the mother was like, and this is my family. Girl, y'all all.
Honey, and you got problems too. I wonder, the apple does not fall from what?
Wendy, you good?
Look at me.
Oh, Jimmy. That would be good reality TV, though. That would it's be a good joke. Reality TV. That I, whole
thing. But are you really interested?
Yeah, but they would
though?
Need a therapist. They would need like Dr. Jen from VH1 to come in. Chayama would
get them all the way together. And that's my beloved.
Yeah, because you know
she'd
what?
She'd be slapping hoes.
Yes, my
you know
beloved.
A therapist I can't deal with? Is the ones on Boot Camp.
Don't watch that.
Oh, Marriage Boot Camp?
Yeah. I can't.
I like the original ones. I don't like these new remixers.
Yeah.
Because I watch it, too.
I still watch it because it's freaking entertaining. Wait, who's on the new season? Peter and Amina?
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But you might know the other people. So they're a bunch of white ones. I don't really know who they are. I'm just saying, she'd be like, she'd be knowing certain people. She'd be like, ooh, they from The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise. They from this. I'm like, I never watched none of them shows.
Well, balance, everyone. We all need balance here on this panel.
Yang and yang.
Honey, who the white one?
Look at her. He said he don't know, fool. You got to do it in.
I guess.
Look at this one.
It's just exhausting.
Actually.
Let's talk about, first of all, if my mama ever spills some tea on me.
Oh, you talking? I know what you're talking
about. Why? I think that is so rude put your daughter's business out.
I don't either because I want to hear it.
So Evelyn.
You do know.
Evelyn Braxton, who we all know, she is the mother of Tony, Tamar, don't know the other sisters' names because who does?
Tony, Tawanda, Tamar, Trina, Tracy.
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and
listen, she basically went on to say, she reported to TMZ that Vince better keep his hands off of her daughter, which
I don't want him to kill her.
Insinuates that they have a physical abusive relationship.
Is it surprising, though?
Really? I don't watch the show, but like every time I've seen Vince, Vince is like, hey, yeah. Like,
ew,
I've never seen
that. So ugly.
You know one thing that I will
we're
say?
Talking about? Like,
someone was like, well, all that mouth Tamar has, I'm surprised that
that's taking it too far.
And I'm like, really?
She does not deserve anything if this is
we're
true.
We're not going to victim abuse anymore.
Okay. Right? I was like, that is alarming. Okay? And for anyone. Listen, because you can't. That is just so messed up to say. Like, especially if this is true. Do I think it's true? I don't know. But you know what? Their premiere date is November 9th. So this could all be hype.
With the dramatic ring. I'll be watching. Down. Right. Because what was last year? We talking about her biting his fucking ear or something? Like,
yeah.
Or her finger.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, is this really surprising if you really think about it? And then last season. On the Braxtons, even Evelyn Braxton was like, well, I don't know what's going on with her marriage, but she's clearly unhappy. And she said that when she was having a conversation with the daddy.
So why people be faking for social media is my thing.
Wait, do you like, think you that Vince would really put his hands on Tamar?
I'm not going to take it so far and say that. I do think that,
Evelyn
that they,
anything is
like
possible.
He might kill her.
I think that it, you cannot put nothing past no butter.
No Let woman or no you. Man. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know who doing the hitting. But it ain't right.
just ain't right.
It ain't.
You ain't no Tina.
It ain't no I. It ain't right.
It ain't gonna happen right.
While the cameras is rolling on
VH1. Face.
Wait, WeTV.
But I'm gonna be watching. Ew.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, you know,
let us know. You come in and do the updates, right. Or we'll get Mr. Ray.
But isn't that crazy? Now all of the sisters are divorced, except for Tracy.
Did.
I hate her. No, she didn't.
I sure did. Bitch, who are you? I'm not about to be following you, and you ain't following back like you Obama. Like you Michelle Obama, Oprah.
You out here free streaming pay-per-view TV.
Child by unfollowed.
Oh.
At someone else's house.
I'm done.
Ashley Gray.
Anyway, you know these reality stars think that they are like, okay,
Oprah?
Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. That's more of a celebrity to me than you are. Piglet and them. Freaking Tiger.
I mean, that's
those are
icons.
Hello.
Was that new Christopher Robin movie coming out?
Yeah, I won't be seeing that though, but
at
yeah.
All,
I was like, yawn fest. Yawn.
Oh, but the Lion King has a new cast. Well, yeah, not a new cast, but they have casted the voices.
How do we feel about Beyonce being cast as Nala? I didn't
Honey,
like it. I'm
just
not gonna
hope
lie.
That Southern twang don't twang its way out, because I'm not here for no, oh my God, December. Bitch, can you move? Can we get some? I can't. I just don't. I'm not in the mood. I don't want to be watching you like, oh, that's Beyonce. No, give me some Nala.
Because
okay?
When she played that movie in the movie Epic, and she was like the Mother Earth thing.
Yeah,
like,
nobody saw Epic.
I didn't.
It was
I
an epic
watched
fail.
Watched the clip to see what Beyonce was like. It was Beyonce's voice. It was like, hello. Like,
I can't.
Mother Eternity, I can't.
It
and
was an epic
You're playing
fail.
Nala?
And can she act? No. But thankfully, this is a voiceover.
Right.
And yeah, so there's
But
that.
Too bad Nala don't get songs to be singing.
What I don't want to hear her sing.
Well, right, Beyonce is going to write a song.
Give us a Christmas album, okay?
Wait to be queen.
Never say do this.
Yeah.
And Donald Glover.
Never say do that.
It's yeah, going to be.
Never, and then we're going to have Jay-Z, and it's going to turn into a rap. I can't.
Like, now you're going to have Donald Glover going to rap?
Boom shakalaka. Boom shakalaka. Boom shaka. Yeah, blue.
Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata.
That's Seth Rogen, right? Is Puma.
Seth is Puma. And then Billy Alexander, or who? Billy on the Street, the guy who does the... oh my God, for $5, who was better? Over at Yale.
Oh,
shut up, you bitch! Yeah,
he's
going to be Timon. And then
Migos wanted to
yeah,
be
no
the
Migos, no.
Hyenas, but no. It's fitting, they look alike.
That is so Tareebs. No, I don't want
it.
Them. They're, no, that would not be good for the
Disney
brand.
Yeah, like, what
brand.
Would the sound like?
That would not be good.
Bad and boozy. Yeah.
There we go.
You and not drinking coffee next week.
That's Migos' audition. We can't
sick.
Understand what they're saying anyway.
All I know was bad and bougie. A jibba 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 oozy. Hey,
now they got the show.
Motorsport. That's all.
Motorsport.
Hey. And I know their names, and that's it.
And so Nicki Minaj and Cardi B are on the new Migos track together, Women Empowerment, even though Nicki didn't even know Cardi was going to get on the track later on.
Shade.
But then I thought
but
it
that's
was
Cardi's man, because if she's giving him something, yeah, I'm going to be on every
everything.
Track.
I'm going to be on your track.
You better choose me
your
first.
Single.
I just felt like,
we go
Nicki,
together.
I love you, but you should have played this one up. Like, you should have played it like girl power, because now Remy Ma going to drop a single with Lil' Kim.
With Lil' Kim.
Which is going to be
trash. I can't wait. I can't wait. Oh, hold on. Pause.
Did you hear Lil' Kim's new song?
Stop it.
I did not hear it today.
You didn't hear Lil' Kim's new song?
While you are pulling that up, let me just say it's rumored that Beyonce and Lil' Kim are going to do a collab because she paid homage to the Queen. Do you know I would live
I'm
that.
I'm down for all of that.
And don't do it, Beyonce.
Really
like
please,
Kim
Beyonce,
ruin it.
Listen.
Lil' Kim will ruin
Beyonce
it.
Beyonce is going to elevate her.
She...
Please listen, like...
Who is this, Remy?
This is Lil' Kim. Listen to...
This is her new one.
This sound like that.
The beat's cute.
I don't know. We took us a break, we'll be back now. And then gonna throw this cash out. I pull up a strut now. For that. Is that what I'm saying?
Who's on the track with her? Who's that boy? That sounds like a man.
She needs an auto-tune. She needs auto-tune.
That's not.
We heard enough. We don't need more.
This is Lil' Kim.
She's all tuned down. Okay. Okay.
Listen. So I hope that Lil' Kim and Beyonce do a collab.
Me
we
too.
Don't care anymore.
You ain't gonna care when Beyonce on the track.
No, yes, I would. We are. Yes, I would. I would. So be
Jessie,
here for that.
You guys,
what
look,
do you mean?
Lil
Don't
Kim,
you remember Lil' Kim circa 1996?
Yeah, welcome to 2017.
But I'm just saying, think of where about Beyonce right now. Mm-hmm. I feel like
she's
Beyonce will never get
too.
On a track that is so whack because she is freaking
Which
Beyonce.
Is why Beyonce and
elevate,
Lil' Kim will never be released.
Get
just
your
like
life
Lil' Kim
together.
And Beyonce and Alicia Keys that they shot the video for and all that
Beyonce
shit never
and
came
Alicia
up.
Keys.
Remember that one?
Sleep.
Yeah,
exactly.
Say you love me,
but it's
say
Alicia
you love
Kim.
Me.
Put it in a love song. Put it in a
okay,
love song.
Okay, what's the last Lil' Kim song you remember that came out? You see, y'all ain't paying attention to Lil' Kim since she came out the jail. You sitting up in here thinking
oh,
she's singing How Many Licks.
But she's How Many Licks.
No,
hey,
I didn't even like that
she's
song,
a legend,
Jessie.
Though. I did.
Simmer down, okay? The beat, okay?
No, welcome. Check it out. Black Hollywood
okay.
Rise, the beat,
okay,
every
the beat.
Wednesday, okay?
Simmer your song.
Anyways, all I'm saying is Lil' Kim sucked too much dick. She done lost her vocal cord, and that's why she sound like a fucking robot. She always sound like she recording in someone's basement, you drinking a fucking Poland Spring gallon of water. Like, I don't understand. I love Lil' Kim. Don't get it fucking twisted.
My
but, like, girl,
off.
At the end of the day, whoever is telling you to release this shit is crazy. They are not your friend. They are not your friend.
At any rate, my opinion is this, darling. I just feel that if Kim and B were to get on a track together,
it would
be
iconic.
Hot.
It would
be
have
iconic.
Been in
it
2004.
It would be lit. Beyonce is not going to sign up on a track that is just mediocre.
Girl, just because Beyonce
She's
dresses
not.
Lil' Kim don't mean they're going to do a song together.
I didn't say that.
Y'all sound like TMZ. Y'all sound like BHL Reality Check.
Hell, if I Oh, all right. First of all, y'all sound like BHL Reality Check. It's a joke.
This is satire.
Hello, honey.
Wait.
Let's, speaking of satire, it's let's talk satire. About this these monologues that Tyrese keep putting out on Instagram. But listen, the charges have been dropped. The child abuse charges have been dropped against Tyrese.
Good.
Which, you know what? I don't know what to believe with all of this.
I don't care.
You know, and I kind of feel bad that I don't in my heart.
Get
I
your
don't.
Ass off of social media. Let's
right.
start there, Tyrese. Did y'all see that the Smiths, Will and Jada, gave he and his wife, Tyrese and his wife, $5 million to help out? Helped the brother with the struggle. He did a quick post and delete. But you know, these bloggers, ha. Yeah,
Snapchat.
They were like, oh, thanks. And thanks for letting me know about that.
Wait,
yeah.
wait.
Because on one of his rants, remember on his rant?
He was saying that he's broke.
I'm broke. I made $13,000.
I broke too. What's
more do you want? I broke too. Do you want to pay my rent?
Please.
Honey, I won't take $5 million. I will take $5.
No. I'm cheap. I'll take 5 G's.
I'll take
5 G's.
Okay.
$5 I got in my
right.
satchel.
And then I'll
Y'all
give
right.
$5 to Ashley.
No, I won't. I'm gonna
go eat. I'm gonna get some fries.
Bitch, take me.
I'm gonna get some
Abby.
Fries from the Abby.
Let me get my espresso. Okay. Shoot. I ain't gotta eat, but give me my drink. Okay. Let me keep
look at
going.
Her, look at her looking like a cokehead.
Looking like Wendy. Honey, I'm channeling Wendy today.
Ashley Gray, you need to stop.
Her 90s choker
you need to
on.
Stop.
Speaking of the 90s, did y'all see the Moesha reunion?
And why was all, she crying?
First of all, they were so...
Brandy, why were you crying? Because
she's pregnant and she lied to us for the last
she's
6 months.
She's not. She said if she were to be
pregnant... Did she just round out all of a sudden?
It's okay to get
Has
fat.
Has she been eating all the Abby
she's
fries?
She's older. I eat fries.
Girl, it does at a certain age.
My weight fluctuates.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how
don't,
old Brandy?
Don't do her. She's what, 38? 37,
she's
38?
Pregnant, is what she is.
She's not.
Baby?
Her baby would have been a
that
whole...
That gay man.
Yeah.
It's the gay man's baby. That baby gonna come
Sir
out
Charles?
The womb twirling, okay? With some hot pink pumps on.
Nonetheless, Brandy has said a numerous time, I hate Ashley Gray, everybody, that she is not pregnant.
Okay.
She just is thick. Well, that would be a very long pregnancy. Okay? You mean to tell me that your water can't break?
I mean, I ain't paying
you
attention
mean
to,
tell
to
me
how
that
long
it's
she's
so
been
so tight
for,
up in there.
Like,
listen,
for
would
a
y'all be
long
here
time?
For a Moesha reboot?
No. Because Miles looks like he's on all kinds of drugs right now.
Oh, that's my friend.
Yeah,
and you can confirm that. You can confirm.
Molly,
so you can confirm.
Parkinson.
I'm just
Molly. Parkinson. Hey! And then the dad, his hairline his all the way back to his
running
ear.
For
and
glory.
Then Vaughn being
running
like,
for glory.
Everyone was like, "Would y'all do a reunion?" Vaughn was like, "Yes."
Right. She's hungry. She's hungry for money and
Char.
Food.
And then
beautiful.
I just,
I love Char.
I just, I'm not here for her. But let me
Charlene
tell you who
looks good.
Let me tell you who was snitched. Shirley Ralph.
Shirley, mm-hmm. I still called her Shirley. Honey.
Yeah, I was saying
real
Char Jackson.
I thought the mama's name was Shirley.
No, but I was talking about Char Jackson being there too. But Shirley Ralph was. She ate all the kids. She was like, "Yes, these pearls." Because
she ain't running up the street.
I ain't got no pores.
She's so gorgeous.
Ageless beauty. She is so gorgeous. Yeah. Gorgeous, Dolly.
I mean, as
but
a whole, they all look good. As a whole.
It was cute to see them have the moment, but we don't need to come back.
But what would they do with Miles? Because he does look like he smokes a lot.
He will be the new Hakeem. Well, no one can replace Hakeem, but
R.I.P.
I think that he would have like that kind of image. Like the.
I used to have such a big crush on Hakeem.
Him and the one Empire? From the Steve Harvey show that died.
Do you hear this one? He said from Empire. You talking about Romeo. Jesse, I'm glad you're not black. I'm going to say, give me your black card.
You know what?
You ain't
so,
black,
you know, I just
so
let it go. I'm like, okay, yeah, let that's it.
Because I was looking
let
at you
go.
Like, girl, I thought you said
no,
you didn't
not
watch
that
Empire.
Goblin. We ain't talking about Goblin.
It's cute. I am like 2 seasons behind from Empire, okay?
Listen, him and Shoot. Romeo were my little crush.
Ooh,
when
Romeo.
I was
I love
from the Steve Harvey.
Until
show.
Romeo started doing the IDC college thing.
I was fine with
we're
it.
We're not talking about little Romeo.
That's little Romeo. We talking about
Romeo. From
ICDC college. We ain't talking about him. We talk about Romeo from the Steve Harvey show. I said that 3
Who
times
got shot.
Hoping you would catch on.
Yeah,
but
Melvin. Wasn't his real name Melvin?
I don't know.
Shot
it was just
story.
Romeo.
Oh, see, no, I had to find their real names and pretend that they were my actual
Remember
boyfriend.
Remember he was messing with Corinne Stephens, too?
Who
wasn't?
Romeo. Oh,
Superhead!
Yeah, girl.
Really?
Ow, yeah.
Well, shoot. She gets around.
And round and round.
Star Jones' ex-husband came out as bisexual.
Girl,
but
he
did
been.
He come out as bisexual?
It was like, finally,
like...
here we are. All right,
he
welcome.
Whole, you know, he came out to the world. He finally feels free. We knew.
I mean, congratulations, Char.
And now
Star you know.
Is,
Star,
she's engaged to a white man.
Yeah. That's what
get
happened.
Your coin,
and she's keeping it on the low, low.
Well,
about
not
the,
now that
how old
we
is
know.
He? Is he like, is he?
He's older. But, he's not like grandpa older, but they look comparable
like
in age.
Like close to the grave?
No, then, fool.
Okay.
They look.
Okay.
Google it. They look comparable in age.
Well, I'm not really interested
Siri?
In her that much, but Google.
Hey, Siri.
Use my data to Google her
Who the white man, Shard, what's your name?
Let Jesse pull it up.
Star Jones.
Care.
Hey, Siri.
Star Jones.
Hey, Siri.
And where they meet so I can go.
Who is the old white man that
right,
Star
I need to
Jones
get in that circle.
Dating?
Look at Ashley ready. Now you want your white man.
What golf course do I need to go to?
Siri said there's no need for that.
Because right, it ain't. Okay, so I don't care about a star, a galaxy, a planet, honey. I'm not checking for you.
Why would Al even put that out? Like no one cares anymore.
But that's the point because he wants someone to care.
Nobody cares.
When he was on,
what
that
does he
show...
want to be on Drag Race? Like a contestant.
When he was on that show with Jennifer
or a judge.
Williams.
Yeah, Basketball Wives. No, I know what you're talking about.
The 15-minute
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, that
what
where,
a joke.
Where he got his 15-minute. I mean, I just assumed he was gay because every time he met up with her, they were in West Hollywood.
Jack.
And we listen, if you're not
and
familiar
pants,
with West Hollywood, that's Boytown, honey.
And his pants, I mean, let me tell
were
you.
Were they tight?
Mr. Reynolds.
Did he have an implant?
You
couldn't
see his future.
Was it a pair?
His booty.
You
can
see his children.
Yep.
String bean.
Well, it was a string bean, but he got the peach in the back.
So can I just...
I can't. Go ahead.
Can we just say, I want to shout out to TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Home Goods.
Do we have a read?
No. This is because they are actually still paying the victims of the hurricane that happened in Puerto Rico. Even though they can no longer work, they're still like paying them as if they are.
So serious.
I know it did. I was like, wow.
No. I just wanted to shout out because y'all know I love me a Home Goods. Y'all don't like Home Goods?
Yeah, Ashley. We're not here talking about Home Goods. We're talking about this mess.
Well, listen, we got 1 minute and 48 seconds.
Girl, what's the most important stuff? Since Santana and Joe Budden had a baby shower, I was shocked that they was
and
even doing nothing.
Keep going.
Bye.
What else
she
got?
Mariah Carey left from her, what's it called?
She
come back
star.
With that second show. Her
we
second
she's,
season.
Yeah, but she and her manager yep. have
split.
But I heard that Brian has been her boyfriend has been taking up a
GoFundMe.
More.
underneath Mariah's money. I'm sure she has.
I hate these people.
I listen, everybody. They counting us down, okay? Where can everyone find y'all on social? Oh, bish. Korean, oh, shout out to your podcast.
Hi, everybody. I have a new podcast.
Yes.
It's called All My 30s. We are on SoundCloud, Google Play, as well as iTunes. Check it out. It's a digital diary of everything about my life. Mm-hmm. You know, the highs, the lows, the mess, not the mess, heartbreak, honey, depression, yes. Ooh, trying to figure out my purpose. Right? Just going through life and just talking about the shit that no one prepares you for. Right?
Yes.
So go ahead and check it out. You'll be sure to laugh, cry, and laugh some more and laugh some more.
Where can everyone find it?
At Oh My 30s.
Instagram, Twitter.
Y'all can send me an email, allmy30s@gmail.com. And again, SoundCloud.
You got the whole Gmail
to
work
on. Yeah, honey, I'm everywhere. Okay,
and you're
going to
blog it too, right?
Yes, honey, I'm working on that now. That will be coming out hopefully at the end of November. And I will keep you guys abreast of all of that.
Nice. Jesse, what about you?
You know what I mean? You can call me at 509. Hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
9.
And listen, I ain't got all that. The Korean girl, honey. Just follow me on Instagram and on Twitter.
3 seconds,
and
go.
Watch me take my time.
And we're out.
Everyone follow me at Ashley Gray TV. They hate me. See you next week. Bye.
Please.
Oh, what are they? From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Redefine.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.